His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We have previously talked about the attack on motherhood, but there's a much greater attack that is happening today on not only motherhood, but also on girls, women, and womanhood in general. And this is really alarming and disturbing. We've seen really crazy, crazy things happening in our culture. One of the things that we have seen is doctors actually encouraging girls to transition into a boy and boys to transition into a girl. Sometimes even before that child has even entered puberty. And this is very, very alarming, something that should disturb us, because as we see from Scripture, God created human beings, male and female. And we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about this attack and give some examples and even some stories of some of the people that have been through this and apply biblical principles, looking at the truth of God's Word, because God's Word is truth. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word is truth. And we need to follow the truth and to not be ashamed of the truth. In fact, there's a lot of pressure on people today, on individuals, on companies, to be silent on this attack and to not let your voice be heard. And if you let your voice be heard, there's fear of cancellation. And we have seen people that have gotten in trouble over speaking out and speaking the truth on certain issues. And you may have heard of some of those stories, but we'll talk today about some of the things that are happening. You may have seen recently in the news, Dylan Mulvaney, that was in the news as someone who transitioned to a woman and was hired by Bud Light for a commercial. And there's been huge backlash on Bud Light because of that. He also was hired by Maybelline and also Nike to, by the way, model a sports bra, which, unless Dylan has gone through a breast enhancement, has no need of a sports bra. Tampax even sent Dylan a box of Tampax so that Dylan could give out Tampax to women. And there's a story about how Dylan was in a bathroom one time with a woman, and the woman asked if Dylan had Tampax, and Dylan said no, and Tampax sent Dylan a box of Tampax so that Dylan could have Tampax to give out, tampons to give out to women in bathrooms, because Dylan has no need of a tampon, because Dylan is not a woman, Dylan is a man. And we've also seen on the sports side, Leah Thomas, who is a biological male, but transitioned into a female and is competing with women in sports, and actually even going into the locker room with women and undressing, and still has male parts, but undressing in front of women, and the women having to undress and change clothes in front of Leah Thomas. And one of the races, Leah Thomas actually tied with Riley Gaines, and yet Leah Thomas got the trophy, left that race with the trophy instead of Riley Gaines, who is a biological woman competing against a biological man. I recently was in Tallahassee to lobby for the protection of every innocent human life. And I met there, actually, we heard from Chloe Cole. That's not her real name, but that's the name that she goes by to try to protect her identity and the identity of her parents from harassment. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Where would you be without your mom? When we think of existence, the answer is obvious. You wouldn't be here. Beyond giving you life, though, mothers play a vital role in raising and nurturing children, and do so without pay and often without the gratitude due them. This Mother's Day, take time to thank and honor your mom and commit to doing so throughout the year. And if you're a mother, thank you for the love and sacrifice you have made to care for your children. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions and, of course, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology issues. It's not just about computers today. There's so much that we're dealing with, and, of course, we're here. I'm headed out right now. I just shared our show on Facebook, on Twitter, and I'm going to share it on Facebook right now as well. And you might want to share it with your friends as well, because you know what? You don't want to keep this information to yourself. You want other people to know this information as well. Unless, you know, you want to be the only one, that knows this type of stuff. So, but anyway, we are streaming A Faster PC live technical support, and we want to help you with resolving your computer and your technical problems out there. So head on over to our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, or of course you can get there. You can listen to it on the radio. By the way, one of the things, other ways you can listen to it on the radio is not just on your radio. Did you know that you can actually listen to the radio on the TuneIn app? All you have to do is say, just search for WPSL, WCNO. Also, if you have Alexa or Google, all you have to do is say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, play WCNO, play WPSL, and they will do it. And you can actually get there, and you can, and it'll still use the TuneIn app, but you'll be able to play the show and play the station, and you'll be able to hear it. And of course, at your convenience, you can head over to our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and you can watch the show in its entirety at your convenience. So definitely go ahead and do that. Last week, if you missed last week's show, want to just remind you, you might want to take a look at that show, because what we did in that show last week is we actually showed the ways that you can go through. We showed how one of our customers had their email password compromised, and hackers got into their account. We, of course, came in because they called us. We came in, we cleaned it up, we got their password changed, got them secure. Another user, actually, we talked about another user and showed how hackers made money off of hacking into his email address and getting his email password, even though they didn't get a dime from him. And this is one of the things that we hear quite often is, well, you know, I don't have anything worth taking. And really, think about it, that's probably not true. I mean, even if you only have $5 or $10, you know, if you're in America, you have something worth taking. And you know, even if you don't personally have a dime to your name, if hackers get into your account, very likely they can profit off of it. And we showed how one way that they can do that last week on last week's show. Today, of course, we're here ready to answer your questions, your technical questions, your computer questions. And we also are going to be showing what can happen when hackers get into and get access to the email address of a business. And certainly they can do the same types of things when they get access to the email address of a business, but also in addition, they can do so much more. And so we actually, several years ago, had a business client that called us up because they had their email address, their password was hacked, and they called us up to come in and scan their system and make sure it was clean from infection. And we did. We scanned it. And that's all they asked for. They were a break fix client. They weren't on a managed services contract. They just asked us to scan the system. We scanned it. We made sure the system was clean from infection, and we gave them some pointers on dealing with the breach. Now, what had happened? Somehow, I don't know if it was a phishing scam like what we talked about last week, where you get an email that says you need to verify your email address and password, or that your email provider is holding some emails, and unless you type in your password, they're not going to send you those emails. As you know, again, you can watch last week's show, and you can hear about how one of our customers fell prey to one of those attacks, but somehow hackers got a hold of their password. Maybe their password was real easy. Maybe the email provider was hacked and the password was exposed. And whatever reason, whatever case, their password was exposed and hackers got into the account. Now, what happened with them is not the best thing that can happen, but it's also not the worst thing that can happen either. But it still was fairly significant. Imagine that you're a business owner and your customers start receiving emails that say they're coming from you that have actually that have an attachment that launches malicious script that starts at the attachment, by the way, purports to be an invoice. And when the customer, your customer, opens this invoice that says it's from you, a malicious code is launched, and their computer is either infected or it starts encrypting their data or something else. Really, this is a bad thing to have happen. And by the way, it's possible, and there's no way that you can prevent anyone from sending email that says it came from you. So anyone out there can send email and say it came from you. We have time later on. I'll show how that can happen. But they wouldn't know who to send that email to. They wouldn't know necessarily your customers unless they just did some really good research. Maybe you have your customers listed on your website, and they went to their website and they found maybe your customers post their email address, which is not a good thing to do. But maybe they do post their email address on the web, or their email address is on the dark web. But that would be the only way. But typically, if your customers, or if you're an individual, your friends, your family members, those that are your contacts, if they're getting emails saying they're from you, typically what has happened is hackers have gotten a hold of your username, your password, and they're able to get into your account, and they're able to see your contacts potentially, or monitor your emails and see who you're sending emails to and who you're receiving emails from, and then send those people a document that purports to be an email or purports to be an invoice to trick them into opening that, so that their computers are infected, or so that they can actually get maybe a malicious script would launch. Now, let me just explain to you something that you need to know if you don't already know this. When you receive an attachment, you can't trust that attachment is safe. If that attachment says it came from Microsoft, if it says it came from one of your trusted vendors, if it says it came from one of your friends, you can't automatically trust that it's safe. It is possible to infect a picture or a PDF file or a Word document or an Excel document with malicious script that will launch malicious code when you open it that may start encrypting data on your computer. And what that means is that your data, you're going to be held ransom. Your data is going to be held ransom, and you're going to either have to pay or you're going to lose that data. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, to be on today's show. And, of course, we can help answer your computer questions. One thing we did want to, we were talking in the last segment about one of the ways that hackers can benefit if and make money if they hack into a business's email address. And this by the way, what happens if you are tricked into opening up an attachment that launches malicious script that starts encrypting the data on your computer. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, encrypting means that it makes the file so that you can't access it, so that you can't open it without an encryption key. And the encryption key is known by the hacker. So this is something and then what's going to happen is they're going to hold your data ransom. They're not going to release your data or give you access to your data unless you pay them a ransom. And when we talk about data, by the way, what are we talking about? We're talking about pictures. We're talking about PDF documents. We're talking about Word documents. We're talking about Excel documents. In some cases, we have seen even executables like Firefox and Chrome and Outlook and Word and Excel being encrypted. So you can't even open those programs. So it can be very, very tricky. And that, by the way, is probably the best case scenario. Now, we're going to the lines right now. We have Scott on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. How can we help you today?
Yes, sir. Last year, our business was hacked. They were able to control our email and stole several thousand dollars on a deposit coming from a client by posing as us in the email. And now that we have it resolved, we do see the emails constantly coming in with the attachments that say proposal. And I'm wondering, is there some way I can stop them from sending? I don't even want to click on it. I just delete them every time. But is there some way to report them and stop them? Because it's pretty obvious which ones are coming in.
Yeah, so what you can do is you want to do some spam filtering. And there's a few different ways to do spam filtering. If you have just a normal email address out there, you can do spam filtering with programs. One of the programs that we recommend is MailWasher, and we have several clients, and I actually use MailWasher for some of my email, so if I open up MailWasher here, I actually have it on the screen right now. So, I can click to check mail, and it's actually going to check for certain email, I've created certain filters, so certain things will be deleted automatically or marked for deletion automatically, but then there are other things that will be marked as spam based on databases of spam or based on preferences that I have built into the program. We also do provide, and we are doing this now for several of our business clients, setting them up with Microsoft 365 email. It's actually Exchange email provided by Microsoft, and what happens with Microsoft 365 is there's an add-on called Vade Secure that actually does spam filtering even before you get the email, and it can be trained as well so that certain types of emails don't come through or go automatically to your junk folder, and so those are a few different options on that. And definitely you always, whether you're an end user or like Scott, a business owner, it's very important. And in this case, Scott actually had a very large transaction where a client was tricked into paying the scammers instead of paying his company. That's a major loss there. Whether it's that big or whether it's smaller or even it could even be bigger, you want to be very leery of opening up any attachments, because these attachments that claim to be an invoice, that claim to be whatever they claim to have in them. We had one client years ago that got an email that said it was from FedEx, and it said they were looking for him to deliver a package, and he actually did have a package he was expecting from FedEx. And by the way, that's kind of common today. Many people, whether you're a business or an end user, just a residential client, there's a good chance that you're ordering things online today and receiving them by UPS, FedEx, DHL, U.S. Postal Service. And so some of the emails might say, hey, you know, this is U.S. Postal Service, or this is FedEx. So, you know, and this particular email had an attachment. They said, open the attachment to find out more information about this package. Well, he opened the attachment. He said, you know, he actually told me, I tried to open it, but it didn't open. Well, it actually did open. It just didn't do what he thought it was going to do. It didn't actually have a document that would show him any more information about the package. What it actually did is it launched a malicious script that started encrypting data on his computer, and then his data was held ransom. And so you want to be very, very cautious of opening up any email attachments. Really, the best way and the safest way is to verify with the person that the email claims to be from, or the entity, if it's a company, that they actually sent the email. And one of the things you'll want to do too is look at the email address. Does it come from, if it's claiming to be from a company, does it come from a company email address? If it claims to be from your friend, does it come from their email address? And then if it does come from their email address, also if there are links in the email, look at those links, just put your mouse over them, and what will happen is you'll see a hyperlink that will actually show you where that email is going to, and then you can see where that's going to redirect you to see whether that's legitimate or not. But again, if you get an email with an attachment, some organizations have totally prohibited emails with attachments from coming into their system at all, and they're not opening up any of those emails that have attachments. And other ones are just saying, hey, you know, you just want to check. We have, by the way, a payment portal that does send out invoices, automated invoices to our customers, and it's been great. But before a customer gets an invoice from us, they get an email from us explaining to them how the payment portal works, what the address of the payment portal is, how the attachment will come, different ways that they can open it up, and they even can go right to the payment portal themselves and log in with their username and password, and they have two-step authentication or multi-factor authentication where they can get a text with, or use an authenticator app to actually authenticate them so that they know that they're protecting their account at our payment portal. So there's a lot of different safeguards, but we're actually explaining to them how their email is going to come, what email address it's going to come from, how it's going to look, and the ways that they can actually get to that email and see the invoice. So you want to verify this, because this is really, really big. To stop these, I would suggest, using spam filtering. Mailwasher is really good if it's just an ordinary, like, let's say you have a website that's hosted and you're using that your domain, your email address at yourdomain.com, and that's hosted from a web hosting company. You know, I would say Mailwasher is probably the best. One thing you can do if you want to upgrade your security even beyond that is you can actually have Microsoft handle your email with Microsoft 365. They have plans that are just email with OneDrive access and also online Office apps. And then they have plans that also include desktop versions of the Office programs, such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, publisher, those types of things. And in addition to OneDrive and hosted email. And then we could add Vade Secure onto that as well, where we can add certain filters and rules that block certain types of emails, or definitely, you know, emails from various. And in Vade is actually searching for spam, but it's also searching for viruses. It's searching for malware. It's searching for phishing, which we talked about that earlier, where you get an email that is trying to trick you into clicking on a link to verify your username and your password. And that's how we talked about this last week, how one of our clients fell for a phishing scam. And actually what's happening when you do that, you're not in most cases actually going to the website that the email purports that you're going to. So it may say it's from AT&T and you have an AT&T email address, or it's from Google and you have a Gmail email address, which is a Google email address, or it says it's from Yahoo. You get the picture. It actually says it's from one place, but you're actually going to a different site, but the site will very often look just like the site it's supposed to be. But the address at the top is not going to be what it's supposed to be. But when you type in your username and your password, you're actually giving hackers access to your email address. And they can actually go in there. And by the way, there's a good chance they can go in and change your password and get into your account. And they're going to know who you send emails to, who you receive emails from. And they're going to be able to send emails to those people as if they were you. And they may be able to steal some money from you as they did with Scott. So that's phishing. It also filters for spear phishing. And spear phishing is much more dangerous because spear phishing is more targeted. So spear phishing is where they're actually impersonating someone that you do know, someone that you trust. So they've gotten into your email and they know the type of people that you receive email from and the types of email that you receive from them. And then they're going to send you an email that looks like it comes from that person. And it might even have an attachment that looks like the type of attachment that person would send, but that attachment actually has malicious code that if you open that attachment, it will either start to encrypt your data or install software that will allow it to capture information about what you're doing in your computer, maybe even capturing keystrokes, as you type in a username, as you type in a password, you go to a website, you know, it would capture the website address, it would capture the username, it would capture the password, well, and then send it to the hacker. Well, that's some dangerous software, and that can actually open up a whole world of compromise to compromise your business system. So that spear phishing is highly dangerous, and Vade Secure filters for that as well. And you get filtering for newsletters, for purchases, and it just saves a huge amount of time and not having to filter through all of that scammy stuff. Sorry that you lost the money. Hopefully we can help you.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page.
And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. You do, and we are back ready to answer your computer and technical questions and solve your computer and technical problems. And we're talking specifically today. Of course, we can answer your question. It doesn't have to be on this topic. You could be on, it could be on anything. But if you have a question, you know, give us a call and we can answer it, 772-340-1590. We also have been talking about how scammers and hackers can profit from businesses by getting into their by accessing their email address. And one thing I need to just want to just explain, whether you have a business or you just have a personal email address, if there's one common way of doing emails today. Well, there's a few ways of doing email, and one of those is with POP3. With POP3, typically, most email clients, if you would be using, of course, you can use webmail. So webmail is where you go to the web, you log in, you know, maybe at Yahoo or Yahoo.com or Gmail.com or something like that. You log in with your username and password. You have emails. You can read them there. You have contacts that are there. You can use all of your email right there. And if you do your email that way, and a hacker gets access to your account, they have access to all of your emails, all of your incoming emails, all of your outgoing emails. They have access to your contact list, so they would know all of that. Well, there's a method where if you're using a program like Windows Mail or Microsoft Outlook or you're using Thunderbird, which is a program created by the same people, Mozilla, that creates Firefox. So if you're using any of those programs to access your email, you're going to actually have the ability to use a POP3 email address. So with a POP3 email address, the emails come into your computer. The address book is on your computer, and it's not synced with the server. Typically, email is deleted from the server maybe after 14 days, but that's a preference. And what you have on your computer is not necessarily what they would get if they got into the account and went to, let's say it's an AT&T account, and they went to att.net, which is going to take you to att.currently.yahoo.com, something like that. And you know, they're not going to get the same information there as what you have. They're not going to necessarily know who you send email to, who you receive it from. But another common way of doing email today is IMAP. And IMAP syncs what you have on your computer with an application like Outlook or Windows Mail or Thunderbird with what's on the server. So everything that you have on your computer, the folder structure, the emails, everything just matches up perfectly with what's on the web. You also have another way where we talked earlier about Microsoft Exchange. That's very similar. What you have on your computer is the same as if you log in online. And if someone else were to get access to that account and they were to log in with your credentials, then they would have access to that. And that's why multi-factor authentication is very important. Google has something very similar. They have a business level email, and I believe that for their business email, if you're using Outlook, they're probably using, in most cases, IMAP. You can still use POP3 with Google as well, and we have clients that are using that, and we're in the process of transitioning them over to Microsoft. But with all of these, if you're using IMAP or you're using Microsoft Exchange, it's very important that you do not, or you're just using webmail, very important that no one gets into your email address, because they're going to be able to see who you're receiving emails from, who you're sending emails to, and then they're going to be able to actually learn from that. And if hackers get into a business account, the really good hackers, you know, the threat that I talked about earlier, the hackers that sent out invoices, fake invoices to customers of this particular business, you know, that's horrible for that business to have known that they allowed their email address to be compromised. And because they allowed their email address to be compromised, their customers' computers were infected. And that's huge to have that happen. And it's something that you never really want to have have happened. I mean, really, you would be partially responsible for that. And at least it would create bad will for you with your customers and with your clients. And they would be less likely to trust you. Of course, we had Scott that called a little bit earlier that lost quite a bit of money when hackers impersonated his company. His company was owed money from a client. The hackers found out about this and actually sent a fake, sent an invoice that with maybe a fake link to pay, and the customer paid the hackers instead of them. That's huge, and that's something you don't want to have happen. But even greater than that, as much money as Scott lost, if the hackers sit around and learn about who you send email to, and who you receive email from, and they either impersonate you to try to trick one of your employees or a coworker into clicking on a link that will allow them into that person's system, that will then allow them to have a foothold in your computer network. And then what happens is they actually, once they're there, they don't let you know that they're there immediately. They snoop around. They try to, if the username they had access to has admin rights, bang, they're in. They have access. They have the keys to the kingdom, so to speak. And that's one reason why it's good to never use admin rights for your usernames on your computer networks. In fact, for most of the industries out there that are coming under regulation, and there are a lot of industries now that are coming under regulation, one of the regulations is that the users should not have admin rights. Even at a Faster PC, when we log into our server, in most cases, we do not log in with admin rights because we know it's dangerous. If someone were to get in a hold of our account and have access to our account, we want them to be as limited as possible. If we are tricked into, and we, by the way, know these types of things, and we're teaching people about being tricked into this, but if we just weren't paying attention one day and we accidentally clicked on a link that starts launching malicious code, well, that code wouldn't have the authority, the permissions to run, because our username doesn't have the permission to run. So that's one way to protect. But if they have admin rights, they have what they need, and they're going to start exploring and start using those credentials to gain more access. If the username doesn't have admin rights, they're going to try to elevate that user to have admin rights, and there are ways to do that. And hackers are trying to do that. They're trying to elevate that user to have admin rights. And then they're going to snoop around. They're going to find out what this business's revenue, or maybe it's a nonprofit, maybe it's a church. They're going to find the annual revenue of this company. They're going to also look at what data that company has. And they're going to extract that data from that network. Maybe it's employees' social security numbers and date of birth, driver's license numbers, maybe even customers' credit card information, date of birth, social security number. In certain cases, some entities, maybe, you know, if you're dealing with banking or loans or some other means, sometimes even healthcare providers are asking for social security numbers. By the way, they don't need it to provide you service. And so you don't need to give them. I wouldn't give a healthcare worker or a healthcare provider my social security number. Don't do it. You don't have to give them that. But they ask for it a lot of times. You know, if you go to get a car loan, or you go to get a student loan, you're needing to provide your social security number. Enrolling in college, they want your social security number. So there's a lot of agencies, a lot of companies out there that have what's called PII, personally identifiable information on people. That information should be safeguarded and protected. But what happens is hackers will get that information and pull it off of your computer. They'll actually make a copy of it on their network. And then they're going to look at your critical data that you need to run your business, and they're going to pull that off as well. And then they're going to encrypt your data. And then the ransom comes, and they're going to ask for 10 to 20% of your annual revenue, which they know at that point what your annual revenue is. And part of the ransom is not just getting your data back, but also a promise to not release that data on the dark web. And the dark web is where hackers go to get information that is mischievous. So you can imagine, if you did have credit card numbers, if you had driver's license numbers, if you had social security numbers, if you have this personally identifiable information, and the hackers have this of your customers, and they're threatening to release this on the dark web where other hackers can buy this information and utilize that information maybe for a fraudulent loan or to steal your identity some other way. Well, you know, that gives them more leverage for you to actually pay out. And by the way, if you have cyber insurance, cybersecurity insurance, there are certain things that your insurance company is going to require you to do in order to get for them to be able to provide a payout. And of course, we talked about the regulation as well. We have technology that can stop all of this from happening in its tracks. And it's called Zero Trust, where you've heard trust but verify. Well, the new thing in computers is don't trust at all. See what it is, examine what it is, see if it's something that you want to allow, and then you can allow it if it's legitimate. But if it's not legitimate, we're not going to allow that at all. And by default, new programs will not be allowed, new scripts will not be allowed, malicious scripts will not be allowed to run by default. And we can actually even open up the files on a virtual PC and see what that does, see what actions it does.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is The Attack on Girls, Women, and Womanhood.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. Where would you be without your mom? When we think of existence, the answer is obvious. You wouldn't be here. Beyond giving you life, though, mothers play a vital role in raising and nurturing children, and do so without pay and often without the gratitude due them. This Mother's Day, take time to thank and honor your mom and commit to doing so throughout the year. And if you're a mother, thank you for the love and sacrifice you have made to care for your children.